Welcome to episode number 11. My name is Peter Freeman, and you're listening to the Feed My Sheep Christian podcast. In this episode, I would like to talk about a principle for entrepreneurs, and the principle I would like to talk about is called use it or lose it. So first, I'd like to read a parable, and after that, comment on this principle. So the parable you can find starting from Luke chapter 19, starting in verse 11. And I'm reading from verse 11 until verse 27. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds, and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him, and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou laidst not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man. Taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have acquired mine own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. Now I would like to comment on Luke 19, verse 26. First, I'm going to read the verse normally, and then with my comment. So Luke chapter 19, verse 26. For I say unto you, that unto everyone which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. And now with my comment. For I say unto you, that unto everyone which hath, in the sense of has obeyed or has been faithful, shall be given, in brackets, more responsibility. And from him that hath not, been obedient or been faithful, even that he hath, the responsibility he has, shall be taken away from him. And the reason why unto the one who has been faithful, to him will be given more, the reason, or more responsibility, the reason for that course of action or for that way of acting is, you can find that in Luke chapter 16, verse 10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. So basically, what I want to tell you, if you're going to start your own business and if you're going to hire people, you should test them in small things. Give them first little tasks and see how faithful are they in executing these little tasks. And when they have proven themselves to be faithful in little, then you can give them more responsibility. You can give them greater, bigger, more important tasks, which require that they are faithful. But let them first prove themselves in the small things before you give them big tasks with much responsibility. Because if they are not faithful and you give them big tasks, which could lead to disasters if they are not faithful, then what do you do if they are not faithful? So it is a good and wise principle to first test your employees, the people who work for you, with small tasks, and see if they are faithful. in the small things, because if there's faith in the small things, you can give them bigger tasks with more responsibility, and you can rely on them also when they're bigger and more important tasks. But first, test your employees. Test the people that work for you with small responsibilities. Give them first small responsibilities and not just the big responsibilities. And afterwards, they would disappoint you in basically ruining your whole business because they would not be faithful in the big responsibility that you have given them. First, test them if they're faithful, and then if they're faithful in the small things, you can give them more responsibility. That's a godly principle I would like to share with all the entrepreneurs, with all the people who want to start their own business in these times.